with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the GOP-led House Oversight and Judiciary Committees held a closed-door transcribed interview with President Joe Biden's brother James on Wednesday.
According to his opening remarks obtained by several media outlets, James Biden testified that President Biden, quote, never had any involvement in the business dealings of other members of his family. House Republicans have spent months investigating whether President Biden improperly benefited from family members' foreign business ventures, but have so far failed to turn up any evidence of wrongdoing. James Biden's interview comes a week before first son Hunter Biden is set to appear for his own transcribed deposition on February 28th. Edwin Mora, Washington.
There are new details from witnesses in the death of a little girl after sand from a hole she dug with a young boy collapsed on them in Florida.
Emergency crews responded around 3 p.m. Tuesday to Lauderdale by the Sea and found the boy, who was about 8 years old, buried up to his chest in sand. The girl, about 7 years old, was completely buried underneath the boy. In an interview with WSVN-TV, David Davies says he witnessed the rescue attempt.
At that point, his head was above the sand, but I guess his sister was beside him and she was down further, and they tried digging her out, but the more they dug, the more the sand collapsed.
The girl was pronounced dead at the hospital, the boy in stable condition. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham has paused its in vitro fertilization treatments as health care providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. On Wall Street, the Dow by 48 points, the NASDAQ dropped 49. This is SRN News. The impact of the Hamas war is putting pressure of a different kind on over 1 million Israeli children and their families displaced by the fighting. Many have been living in cramped hotel rooms for months, upsetting young children. At the National Religious Broadcasters meeting in Nashville, Ruth Guggenheim of Emuna Social Action Organization in Israel spoke with Lori Tredup of SRN News.
You're not doing very well at this stage. You know, there's family crisis. It has increased violence where there has never been violence before. There's a level of anxiety on an individual, one-on-one basis and family level that we have never seen. And to be honest, Lori, we won't know the impact for many months out. We're going to have to assess this every single day.
Guggenheim adds even healthy families can start to break down as the war with Hamas drags on and movements of displaced Israeli children are restricted. This is SRN News. A private U.S. lunar lander is in orbit around the moon.
And it will attempt to land on the surface. Intuitive Machines spacecraft has reached the moon. It launched last week under a NASA program to kickstart the lunar economy. On Thursday, flight controllers in Houston will lower the spacecraft's orbit and attempt a landing near the moon's south pole. It's a dicey place to land with craters and cliffs. Another U.S. company tried to send a lander to the moon last month, but it never got there because of a fuel leak. John Scott reporting.
Boeing says the head of its 737 jetliner program is leaving the company immediately, paving the way for the aircraft maker to appoint new leadership at the troubled division. Ed Clark had been with Boeing for 18 years. Boeing said Wednesday that Katie Ringgold will succeed him as vice president and general manager of the 737 program. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.